Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening is from Zechariah 1, 18 to 21, which has been announced and read. Well, it's tool time. In the 1990s, the TV sitcom called Home Improvement, starring Tim Allen, gave this expression, what do you want to say? It made it famous. Each episode it included Tim's home improvement show called Tool Time. A show within a show. Tim was joined on the program by his friend and mild manner assistant, Al Borland. And they introduced the show with a question. Does everybody know what time it is?
Well,
thank you very much. The prophet, Zechariah, is also concerned about time and tools. There are three dates in his book that are very important, in chapter 1, verse 1, in chapter 1, verse 7, and chapter 7, verse 1. It makes it clear that because Darius the Persian is the reigning monarch, it's time for discouragement and despair. This is the first time in almost 500 years that Israel did not have a Davidic king ruling from the throne. Deep despair. Oh, excessive misery. It's bad enough. It's bad enough when we have dreams, but in one night, Zechariah has eight. Oh my, what a night that must have been. In the second vision, God shows the prophet four horns along with four craftsmen. What's the gist of the vision? It's tool time. Now, that had to sound strange to Zechariah's contemporaries. We would be surprised if they were a bit cynical, sarcastic, especially when we understand more about the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. The horns are the enemy nations. Now, why are the enemy nations described as horns? Think of the horns of bulls and goats. Think of antelope and rhino, deer and elk horns. Animal horns capture and kill. They gore and gouge. Their horns torture and tear. And that is why the biblical authors symbolize the ultimate enemies of God's people. For example, in the book of Daniel, horns represent ruling empires, crushing everything that stands in their way. In the book of Revelation, John describes the dragon and the beast with 10 horns. These horns announce destruction, devastation, and death. And Zechariah says that four craftsmen are the solution. You see, it's tool time. Really? But we are in deep despair and excessive misery. What enemies, then? Maiming and mauling horns have ripped your lives apart. Is it rejection? Have your friends voted you off the team? Is it frustration? Is raising children more than you can handle? Is it desperation? Has a dead relationship broken your heart? Deep despair and excessive misery. Trying to defeat enemies who destroy us like animal horns sometimes seem pointless. Trying to defeat our enemies using the tool of God's word sometimes seems pointless. We hear those voices say, everyone with their head on straight and their eyes wide open knows that reading and studying the Bible doesn't change a thing. That's quaint and antiquated activity that's completely irrelevant. If you really want to change things, take matters into your own hands. Be tough, rough. Stick it to them. And we walk around with our shoulders slumped and our spirits downcast, and even sometimes with a chip on our shoulder. We get up in the morning, put in our time, do our duty, go home defeated, discouraged. We are in deep despair and excessive misery. Who can stand a chance against the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem? For the Lord has shown me four craftsmen, or as the NRSV has, blacksmiths. Craftsmen, they're builders. The ESV renders the Hebrew word cherahim with craftsmen. The NIV or NRSV translate the word with blacksmith. Now, you know what? I think the NRSV is on to something here, don't you think? Doesn't a blacksmith sound better, more powerful, pounding out a weapon of defense? Yes, maybe we have a chance against the horns after all. Yeah, let's go with blacksmiths. Maybe you feel better already. We can post this on our website. At this church, the members are blacksmiths with strong, huge, bulging biceps. They're strong muscled people who emerge from our worship service with sweat on their brow and fire in their eyes. We're not craftsmen with pliers and screwdrivers. We're blacksmiths with hammers, sledgehammers, and blowtorches. Yeah, it's tool time. Well, too bad that's not what Zechariah meant. Sure, Charahim may refer to blacksmith in some texts, but in the prophet's second vision, it isn't about pulverizing metal into tools. It's about building the temple. In fact, all eight of the prophet's visions are about rebuilding the temple. And so, as much as we want to see ourselves as blacksmiths, it's not the right translation. Deep despair, excessive misery. We're back to where we started from. Craftsmen taking on big, bad, beastly horns. Yeah, you remember Moses and Pharaoh? Joshua with the big city of Jericho. Little David and big Goliath. That's exactly the point. Although the craftsmen don't look like much, Zechariah's second vision with these words, the craftsmen come to terrify them and throw down these horns of the nations. You see, we don't conquer evil by walking around with hard hearts, holding on to vendettas and wanting to get even. We don't even conquer evil by giving people the cold shoulder and talking behind their backs. No, scattering horns meet their match